You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Thursday, December 11, 2025. Popular. U.S. E&Ps continue to maintain investor support despite commodity price plunge. Published by Nicholas Caccioni. It hasn't been easy, but the leading U.S. oil and gas producers have maintained investor support, even as crude prices dropped by 25% over the past 3 years. Much like the characters in Wicked, whose grip on the audience's loyalty endures, magic or no magic, these companies have cast their own spell by throttling back capital spending, prioritizing shareholder returns, and keeping new debt at bay. In today's RBN blog, we analyze the cash allocation strategies of U.S. E&Ps in Q3 2025. It was no surprise that surging post-pandemic commodity prices drove a massive recovery in E&P share prices through the mid-2022 peak. Crude oil prices subsequently retreated, however, tumbling 25% from $84.26 per barrel at the end of Q3 2022 to $63.96 per barrel on September 30, the end of Q3 2025. What is remarkable is that the S&P E&P index rose by 6% over the same period. The factors that have made oil and gas producer shares so popular include their decision a few years back to dramatically shift cash allocation from capital investment to dividends and share repurchases. As we explained in Mission Impossible, the average E&P dividend yield of the 39 companies we monitor soared from 1% in 2019 to 3.28% in 2022. 3.98% in 2023 and 3.79% in 2024. Despite lower commodity realizations, the average yield remained elevated at 3.65% through the first 9 months of 2025, more than three times the average 1.18% yield of the S&P 500 in September. Sustaining dividends while revenues decline raises concerns that the industry might be tempted to use debt financing for shareholder returns. However, as we recently explained in Zero Sum Game, the average debt-to-capital ratio of the companies we cover dipped to a five-year low of 24.5% in Q2 2025, far below the nearly 40% peak during the pandemic. Our universe of E&Ps actually reduced net debt by $9 billion from Q2 2024 to Q2 2025, despite continued strong acquisition activity. The major reason balance sheets have remained solid is that the acquisitions were largely equity-funded. The total shares outstanding for the companies we follow jumped from $8 billion in 2021 to more than $10 billion in 2024 through substantial equity issuances. Diluting shareholder equity by increasing the number of outstanding shares normally depresses stock prices, but E&Ps have been able to mitigate that trend by sustaining significant share repurchase programs. ExxonMobil and Chevron, which have pursued the most aggressive buyback programs, $20 billion and $15 billion in 2024, respectively, have dramatically curtailed their programs in favor of dividends as commodity prices have declined. Because share issuances have slowed through the first three quarters of the year, the total shares outstanding for the 39 companies we follow have actually declined. Specifically, the 39 E&Ps in our study universe generated $29.3 billion in cash flow from operating activities, or CFOA, while share repurchases totaled $3.7 billion, 13% of CFOA, in Q3 2025, slightly higher than in 2024 and H1 2025. The producers spent $16.6 billion in CapEx, down $1.2 billion from the previous quarter. CFOA minus investment yielded $12.7 billion in free cash flow, or FCF, and a reinvestment rate of 57%, maroon bar in CapEx grouping in Figure 2 below, which was down from the prior quarter. Net acquisition activity rebounded to $7.1 billion. 24% of CFOA, more than triple the money spent in Q2 2025. Dividend payments were $3.7 billion, 13% of CFOA, a level these companies have sustained since the beginning of 2024. However, for the first time in over a year, our universe of companies became net borrowers in Q3 2025, as net debt rose $1.1 billion due to an increase in acquisition activity among the oil-weighted E&Ps. Next, we'll discuss cash allocation by peer group. The oil-weighted E&Ps generated $12.3 billion in CFOA during Q3 25, about 15% better than the prior quarter. CapEx fell 9% to $6.6 billion, leading to a 54% reinvestment rate and $5.7 billion in FCF. For the second quarter in a row, the peer group opened up its checkbook to pursue acquisitions. The oil-weighted E&P spent $5.6 billion on M&A, highlighted by EOG Resources' purchase of the Utica shale-focused Encino Acquisition Partners. The peer group added $2 billion in debt to pay for these deals. EOG Resources increased leverage by $2.2 billion, while Diamondback Energy added $1.1 billion to pay for its acquisitions. Occidental Petroleum continued its deleveraging, slashing debt by $1.3 billion in the quarter and $3.5 billion in the first 9 months of 2025. Share repurchases by the peer group amounted to $1.5 billion, 12% of CFOA, Maroon Bar and Share Repurchases Grouping, a slight uptick from the prior quarter. Major share purchasers were Diamondback Energy, $603 million, EOG Resources, $489 million, and Devon Energy, $250 million. Dividends paid were $1.6 billion, 13% of CFOA, continuing its gradual decline from 14.5% in the first half of 2025, 16% in 2024, and 20% in 2023. The group lost $1.6 billion in cash from its collective balance sheets, the largest being EOG Resources at $1.7 billion, to help finance its Encino acquisition. The diversified E&Ps generated $12 billion in CFOA in Q3 2025, 36% more than the $8.8 billion produced during Q2 2025. Capital outlays in the quarter were $6.6 billion, 11% below Q2 2025. This generated $5.4 billion in FCF and yielded a 55% reinvestment rate. The diversified peer group began buying assets again in Q3 2025, totaling $813 million compared with $1.2 billion in divestiture proceeds in the prior quarter. Mach Natural Resources bought assets in the San Juan Basin, recorded at a cost of $539 million. The group was once again able to reduce debt, this time by a net $644 million. Including reductions by W&T Offshore, $275 million, Civitas Resources, $250 million, and Crescent Energy, $182 million. Share repurchases by the peer group totaled $1.8 billion in Q3 2025, 15% of CFOA. ConocoPhillips was the largest share repurchaser at $1.3 billion, about $1 billion more than runner-up Civitas Resources, $250 million, the latter of which will be merging with SM Energy. Dividends for the group totaled $1.4 billion, or 12% of cash flow, Maroon Bar under dividends grouping, and the lowest levels in years. 13 of the 15 diversified companies paid dividends in the quarter. The only exceptions were Infinity Natural Resources and Mach Natural Resources. The peer group built up cash reserves by $940 million, led by ConocoPhillips, $373 million, and APA Corporation, $368 million. The gas-weighted E&Ps generated $5.1 billion in CFOA during Q3 2025, while spending $3.4 billion in capital outlays, which yielded $1.7 billion in FCF and a 68% reinvestment rate. Acquisitions were not a major factor in the group's cash allocation at $673 million, 13% of CFOA. EQT Corporation and Antero Resources spent the most on asset purchases during Q3 2025, at $387 million and $270 million, respectively. EQT acquired Olympus Energy for $1.5 billion in July. The $387 million represented the remaining portion of the $475 million in cash due on the deal. Antero Resources acquired additional working and royalty interests in certain company-operated producing wells for $260 million during the quarter. Debt reduction continued for the gas-weighted E&Ps in the quarter, with a net $217 million, 4% of CFOA, being repaid. The biggest debt paydowns were from Coterra Resources, $250 million, Ascent Resources, $120 million, and Expand Energy, $110 million. The largest borrower was Antero Resources at $208 million. Share repurchases were marginally lower at 7% of CFOA, $339 million, Maroon Bar in share repurchases grouping. CNX Resources was the largest share repurchaser at $182 million. Dividend payments saw a rebound to $639 million, 14% of CFOA. Expand Energy was the largest dividend payer in the quarter at $349 million, followed by Coterra Resources at $168 million. The peer group depleted cash reserves by $552 million, mostly as a result of EQT's acquisition activity. Looking forward, as we recently pointed out in It's the Same Old Song, our review of Q3 2025 earnings, oil prices have continued to decline so far in Q4 2025. While the decrease will be partially mitigated by higher gas realizations, the key question is whether producers generate enough free cash flow to sustain the levels of share repurchases and dividends allocated over the last 6 quarters without adding significant debt. We will report on the results when year-end results are issued. Popular was written by Stephen Schwartz for the Broadway musical Wicked. It appears as the 8th song in Act 1 of the musical and is sung by the character Glinda. Wicked opened on Broadway in October 2003. The song's lyrics describe a girl coaching another girl on how to become popular, with a disclaimer at the end, "just not as popular as me." It was rewritten as a pop, hip-hop tune by Mika, Priscilla Renee, Mathieu Jomfy, and Stephen Schwartz, and retitled Popular Song. It appears as the 10th song on Mika's 3rd studio album, The Origin of Love, released in September 2012. It also appears as the 11th song on Ariana Grande's debut album, Yours Truly, released in August 2013, and as the 7th song on the album Wicked, the soundtrack, and is sung by Grande, who plays Glinda in the film adaptation of the musical. Released as the first single from the album, Popular went to number 27 on the Billboard Adult Pop Airplay and number 87 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles charts. Personnel on the record were Ariana Grande, lead vocals, Greg Wells, keyboards, guitars, bass, drums, programming, Jeremy Isaac, orchestra conductor, a 70-piece orchestra, and a 36-piece choir. Wicked, the soundtrack, was recorded in 2023 at Air in London and Ozdustland and Power Station in New York City. Produced by Stephen Schwartz, Stephen Aramis, and Greg Wells, the soundtrack album was released on the same date as the film in November 2024. It went to number 1 on the Billboard Soundtrack and number 2 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart, and has been certified 4X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 2 singles were released from the LP. Ariana Grande is an American singer, songwriter, and actress. Her career began when, as a teenager, she appeared on Broadway in the musical 13. She starred in the Nickelodeon television series Victorious and its spin-off, Sam and Cat. She signed her first record deal with Republic Records in 2013. Grande has released 7 studio albums, 2 live albums, 2 soundtrack albums, a compilation album, 3 EPs, and 61 singles, and has sold more than 90 million records worldwide. She has appeared in 3 television shows and 7 motion pictures, and has won 3 American Music Awards, 2 Billboard Music Awards, a Brit Award, 2 Grammy Awards, and 13 MTV Video Music Awards. Grande still acts, records, and tours. In June 2026, she will embark on her Eternal Sunshine tour.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.